So Ray Johnson, the chairman of Vintage In Review and one of the Vintage Aircraft Association directors, is co-hosting with me today, as he usually does for our on-the-fly program here in Vintage. And Ray has lined up some fantastic people for us to talk to this week. And one of them is Laura Benton. And welcome, Laura. Welcome to EA Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
AirVenture 2024.
Well, Laura is the president of Ladies Love Tail Draggers. She's actually the second president. This organization was started several years ago by Judy Birchler from Indianapolis, Indiana.
We have met her.
And
she's been on our program.
And yep. Judy was just looking for, somebody to fly with, another tail dragger pilot. And so she started reaching out on a computer. And now we're going to have Laura tell us it's went worldwide. And they have a wonderful website where these ladies put their profiles on. And there's ladies from all over the world flying all kinds of tail draggers. And Laura, you just got back from a Ladies Love Tail Dragger event.
Yeah, so we did a tour called the Mississippi Ladies Love Tail Draggers Mississippi River Tour. And we started in Hannibal, Missouri. And we made our way down through Mississippi, Louisiana. We stopped in Memphis, Tennessee. And we flew along the river, spent a couple nights in each town, and really just had that sisterhood of flying together all in our tail draggers. We had 22 aircraft, about 35 women total. And we ended our tour in Gonzales, Louisiana. And it was just, we really, really lucked out with the weather, because weeks prior it had been tornadoes going up and down the Missouri River Valley and all the way down. So we really lucked out, but we had a great time. Good turnout.
Laura, I was pre-briefed by Ray that you were going to be a good speaker, because you are in fact an ESPN volleyball announcer, right?
I did that on the side, yes.
So you have a little experience in what we're doing
she
today.
She played volleyball through high school. Then she played Division I volleyball at Illinois State University. And ESPN's picked her up, and she does analysis. And if you want to catch some volleyball action, you'll probably see Laura.
Yeah, fun. Let's talk about your cool airplane, because I hear that it's a lot of fun.
It is. I actually am fortunate enough. I have a couple of cool airplanes.
Oh, okay.
So I have a 1946 J3 Cub.
Very nice.
I actually learned to fly in the Cub. So that it's special in my heart, because it's the plane I learned in. And that Cub will teach you a lot when you're starting to fly. And then I also have a 1948 Cessna 170. And it's a straight model. So it has fabric wings and the dual strut.
Yep. Okay, so it's the big brother to the early Cessna 140. They were made about
that's
the same right. time.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, and now, of course, your 170 is your go-somewhere airplane, and
yes.
your Cub is your putter around in a beautiful evening sunset airplane. The J3, you said you learned to fly in.
Yep.
I understand that your first trip to AirVenture was you were in your mother's womb.
Close. I had just exited the womb. I was 5 weeks old.
And you came when you were 5 weeks old.
Yeah,
and now she's 40, and she's never missed an Oshkosh.
That's fantastic.
Been from 5 weeks old. It is part of your family, isn't it?
It is. It's our tradition. And the closest I made to missing an Oshkosh was when I had my oldest, and she was born in July 14th. And so at the time, my husband knew this tradition, and he's like,
yeah.
All right, we're going to get you up there one day and one night, but you can say you've been there. But ever since then, usually I'm here the whole week, and it's just a fantastic event. Really enjoy getting to meet people here.
Well, Laura, go ahead, Ray.
Well, Laura, don't you think, I mean, these airplanes are all great, but isn't it really about the people?
It really is. And it's kind of that family reunion you come back to every year, and meeting new people where they're from. And as you mentioned, just the worldwide introductions that you meet along the way.
Of course, it's a big family here at EAA.
Laura, back to Ladies Love Tail Draggers. Do you have any idea how many countries you have members? And tell us, it's free. You know, you just have to be interested in tail draggers. Can you give us how some lady that's listening might join your group?
Yeah, so we have close to 4,000 members. And back in about 3 years ago, we were sitting around 2,200. So it has really grown. It is international. I can't give you a breakdown, but I do know all the way over in Germany, we've had people from Slovenia. We've had them all over that join our groups and forums and so forth to be able to join. We also, our organization offers scholarships for tailwheel endorsement because today you have to have that endorsement to fly a tail dragger. So we have, it's been interesting to see how many women actually do apply from all over the country and along the world.
If we want to take a peek, you have a website or a Facebook?
Yes. Yeah. So we did have a website where we were available for people to connect with, but that has shifted to the social media side. So Instagram and Facebook is really where we're kind of laying that foundation now to really meet people.
That's great. So tell us about some of the fun things that your group does.
Well, as mentioned when we started this interview was our tour, our flying tour. We're really trying to make that more of a yearly thing and get people involved. But we also do flyouts. So one of the things that we had scheduled, it's getting rescheduled, was we were just going to fly over to Indianapolis for the day and enjoy the mansion that was there, the gardens, go eat, have lunch, and everybody can go home. So we're really working to try and get those more across the country. We have a lot of members that live on the West Coast, and we want to get them more involved because I'm located Midwest. Our vice president is Midwest. Our founder was Midwest. And so we're really trying to drag that more across each coast and get involved on the East as well.
Laura, we had your 170 up here. And on the cowling, you had these high heels.
Yes, our calling card.
What's that all about?
So we like to put high heels on our cowling next to our wheel, wherever, just so everybody knows that a woman flew that tail dragger. And so obviously 7% of the pilot population is women. And so it's even smaller when you break it down into tailwheel flying. Yeah. So that's something we really want to stand out.
A lot of interesting ladies on your group. You have any one lady that really stands out? I mean, you have airline pilots, you have military pilots.
Well, and you're exactly right. We have people that work cargo. We have people that are commercial, people like me that just fly for fun. But one of the women that was on our trip that was just fascinating to listen to her name is Lisa Allen. She flies a scout. She works for the government Forest Service. And she flies the King Air and guides the firefighting pilots into the fires.
Oh, right. She flies the observer.
Yeah. And she trails them in. And so you listen to her and you're like, man, this is pretty cool. We also had a woman that was on our trip who is she was the first Canadian female aerobatic champion. And I found that out because she sent a letter to me when we got back from the trip, and she is on the stamp. She has her own stamp in Canada. Hella Comet. So yeah, just so many backgrounds. And what's great about that is when we're together, nobody's trying to compete with, oh, well, I did this and, you know, I've flown this many hours. You have no idea how many.
Well, that's until your flying grows to such a size that you start doing flower bombing and toilet ribbon cutting. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, then it starts to get competitive.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But spot this group landings.
And Laura, on Thursday, we're featuring you right here on the Rose Memorial Plaza. Ladies love tail draggers. We have three ladies that you're going to introduce. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so we have a great lineup this year. Jerry Barbanos has brought her J4, and it's named Rosie.
Rosie.
And so she's bringing that. We also have Kayla McLeod, who has the Cessna 170B that's beautifully displayed over here.
It's the AOPA giveaway airplane.
Yep.
Oh, there's a story behind why it's here.
Yep. And then we also have Kelly Weed, and she is from Montana area and a 140, so the little sister of the 170. And she actually does aerial photography. So some of those backgrounds of these women, and Jerry will share when she's up here, but she's also working on a huge, major restoration project. So talk about being a female pilot and tailwheel, but now she's getting into that restoration project.
Wow. So Google Ladies Love Tail Draggers.
Yes.
You're on Instagram. You're on Facebook.
Yep.
And you can look at some of the profiles of these very interesting ladies that are flying all over the country.
Are you in a chapter-based format yet, or is that something that you're thinking about doing, like a West Coast chapter, a Midwest chapter, an East Coast chapter?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's kind of where we're trying to get to, is where we have a delegate that's on the West Coast, a delegate
right.
that's on the East Coast, and really grow that base. We just haven't quite got there yet.
It would be easier, of course, to organize those flyouts
right.
locally
yeah.
if you had that kind of a structure.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, I would say thanks for coming to AirVenture, but you always come to AirVenture, so it's kind of a given.
We if Laura's not here, there's something wrong.
Yeah,
that's right.
None of us are here if Laura's
right.
not
that's
here.
Right.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today and promoting Ladies Love Tail Draggers. We always like to promote some of the things that maybe aren't the most visible in the different venues, and it's certainly a valuable organization, and not just in vintage, but I'm sure you have pilots that are flying other tailwheels that aren't considered vintage, but
yeah.
Cessna 185s maybe and things like that.
And I would just like to point out that we had several airplanes that joined our tour that were not tailwheel, and we don't hold it against them. If you
yeah.
love to fly
okay.
and you want to be with us, come join us.
Maybe you want to learn to fly yeah. tailwheels.
But, yeah, but yeah. they have to sit at a different table when you eat.
Yes.
Well, we don't say that.
All right, Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For joining us on EA Radio today. Ray, we'll be back in just a minute with some more guests. Jay Machi, we're on the fly at Vintage. Come on down and check it out. You can't miss it. It's to the south, the Vintage Wayfinding Tower. You're listening to EA Radio.